Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Remember Pauly Shore?
I do.
Yeah. Son-in-law.
Encino Man.
In the Army Now.
Jury Duty.
His sex tape.
My sex tape.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
He just wouldn't stop wheezing the juice. You asked him to stop. He didn't have a choice.
Well, if you're going to keep doing that, I'm going to have no choice but to make this sexy.
It didn't start out as a sex tape. It started out as an audition.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, golly gee.
I watched Wet Hot American Summer last night.
Oh, gosh. I love that movie so goddamn much.
I need you to get me some lube for my vagina.
Paul Rudd's tantrum in that is like probably my favorite thing he's ever done.
But it made me mad, and that's why I brought it up. It made me angry.
What, watching Paul Rudd's tantrum?
Yes, because it should have been Seth Romitelli.
From Oh Yeah, Dude?
Oh, yeah.
Just refusing to pick up shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why do you like what brings that up?
Because it should be him
playing that role, like
just throwing the tantrum.
Okay. Ugh. Gosh, these guys,
huh. Right?
Yeah. Huh. So there's really no further reason that you just wanted to reference Oh Yeah, Dude on our show.
No. I just thought that Seth should have played that part. Mm-hmm. It'd have been right in the prime to do it. Because yeah. Everybody in that movie is like, what, 34?
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no, that's David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah, his chin looks really buddy.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's got a very defined chin in that film. Yeah.
Janine Rebuffalo.
Yeah, an early Amy Poehler role back when she was still in the
very thin.
In the UCB.
And the girl that played Jack Donaghy's girlfriend.
Which
what's
one?
Her name? Kristen. What's her name?
Julianne
God
Moore?
Damn, you know, the blonde one.
But oh, yeah. It's, oh, man. Not Anna Faris.
No, not Anna Faris. Something Christina Banks.
Like his wife? Yeah, the one who got hijacked by terrorists.
The one that was like a Fox News. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. She was like
the one that was like Kim Jong Il's
like sleeper cell agent,
candy flip enema giver. I don't know.
Can you define candy flipping for me, Chris?
I'm pretty sure it's when you jam ecstasy up your butt.
Oh, that's great. I thought that was when you did
no, it's
LSD
when you do
and coke.
Ecstasy and cocaine.
Oh, okay. Mine.
It's got to be your bowl.
It's got to be your bowl. I could trust the butcher. Hey, Chris, it's episode 139 of Those Damn Ross Kids.
I know that.
Okay, so the one week that I don't throw it off, and I try and play it legit, like, okay, let's feel this out, you say, oh, I know that.
No, I looked it up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, my phone just started downloading the episodes again.
Okay, cool.
I told it not to multiple times.
Yeah. How far away are we from that? From just like our technology just telling us what we ought to do?
I mean,
like even stronger than it does right now, because like YouTube has a lot of very strong opinions about what I should watch next.
There's technology and people you run into on a daily basis who claim to know more about you than you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
As somebody who, you know, does a lot of things out of curiosity, you know, just like
you.
Oh. No, I just mean like research wise. No real skin in the game, right? But
like
I'll do my Pete Townsend research.
Hey, there's no butt in this game.
Yeah, I got no butt in this game. Like I just
this
stuff
this
will pull
curiosity
back.
Game.
Yeah. So stuff will pull back that like I don't genuinely have interest in. However, like if the internet assumes that everybody does everything in earnest, and like I pull back, you know, if my YouTube suggestion list, it thinks that I genuinely want to see like Russian dating tapes, like tapes that that Russians make for like dating services and stuff. But no, I just want to see that because it's funny.
That's kind of random.
exactly. But like, I think that this can be extended into a broader game of if I'm trying to keep people off my trail. Like, if somebody's trying to profile me, I'm creating the weirdest profile that I possibly can.
I think we have to stop when we get to Genius Car.
What do you mean?
You get in and it takes you where it thinks you want to go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know Google's doing that, right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't.
Yeah.
But stop.
Okay, now we know when to stop. Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit that.
No, but Google has those. It's one of those robot cars. Like that just kind of drives you around. So apparently in San Francisco, there are just cars that are going around with nobody inside them. It's a ghost car.
I heard that.
Yeah. Your name is?
What episode is this?
Episode number 139.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
I'm Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah, I don't know. The whole marketing thing really grosses me out, you know, specifically in regards to like just how monetized every step we take is. And in my line of work, I hear about that a lot, and I often, you know, am kind of asked to be an apologist for it. But it really is kind of gross. You know, the whole lead generation thing. Like it's not great. Like, how deep does your knowledge run on how much you're being sold to based on what you do?
I thought I was supposed to be scared of how much I'm being sold.
I mean, it's kind of like it's the same thing. You're being sold so that people will know what to try and get you to buy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the trick. And that's why I've, you know, defaulted to trying to pay for as many free services as I possibly can. Because then you know the relationship, right? Like, if you don't, I mean, it's kind of a stupid cliche by now, but like, if you know, if you're not sure like what the product is, like how this thing is being monetized, you know, then you're the product.
Yeah, people still fall in love with a stripper.
Oh man, T-Pain especially.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, you can understand the relationship all day, but eventually. You know, it's going to get clouded, and you're going to say, hey, I want my TV back.
Hey, I wish you didn't pawn my
You're
going to
say,
rent.
Hey, Netflix, I want my TV back.
Yeah. Well, no, Netflix is in every TV now.
Right.
You got one of them smart TVs. Oh, my gosh. Last summer, when I was shopping for televisions, before I got the one that I got, you know, I was out looking at places, and people are always going to try and give you the hard sell, but, you know, occasionally it's nice just to talk to a salesperson and say, hey, here are my needs. Here's exactly the price range I'm looking for, blah, blah, blah. And then just hear what ridiculous thing they come back with. I had no fewer than 3 salespeople try and assert to me that I should spend the extra $150 on a smart TV because the picture will be better.
Neato.
Like, you stupid liar. Like, why are you lying?
Dumb liar head.
like, this is the worst. I was like, oh, you know, I didn't express my skepticism. I was like, huh, I'm going to go because I don't want to buy a television from you.
Right.
And so I came back the next day when somebody new was there who didn't lie to me.
Hey, Cole, I have a question because I don't listen to these episodes, mainly because I don't want to be ashamed of myself.
Okay. You do say a lot of shameful things.
The last episode that you released was the one where I was... Where you were compromised early?
Yeah, you were compromised, yes.
Okay. Well, I have an apology to the listeners. I'd like to go ahead and read.
Okay.
In the form of a quiz.
Oh, what?
Yep.
We're bringing a quiz back? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So, you know, GM has been killing people lately.
Oh, yeah, with impunity.
And it's unknown how many people they've killed so far, but there are leaked confidential documents from their engineering department, one of which includes at least 70 words that should not be used in their engineering reports. Documents, as it reads, documents should not contain speculations, opinions, or vague, nondescriptive words. Examples of such words that should not be used are as follows, and there's a list.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read three words, and you're going to tell me which one I made up, which one is not on the list of words General Motors engineers cannot use
when speaking about their scandal,
when speaking about cars that they make.
Oh, great.
Are you ready?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Catacomb.
Sorry, you know how much I love catacombs. I think I'm on the record for saying I love catacombs. Go ahead.
Apocalyptic. And that final word being Band-Aid.
You know what? I'm... Okay. My inclination is to say Band-Aid because that is a brand name and you're not supposed to use those in various things. However, that has entered colloquialism to mean like a temporary response.
Okay.
I would see... Okay. So then I would say catacomb is the one you're going to make up because there would be no reason for them to even like take somebody off. Like they're like that, that wouldn't even come up. I would say apocalyptic probably is one. They're like, oh, you know, like maybe we shouldn't use that. But catacomb... Catacomb seems too far out there.
That's so, correct.
Okay, cool.
All right, number two. Challenger.
Okay, this can't just be me laughing. Go ahead.
Cobain.
As in Kurt?
Yes.
Okay.
Fallujah.
What do any of those have to do with anything?
Can't use them.
Can't. Well, I mean, all but one. One of those you can use.
Two of those you're allowed to use. That's the funny part. Can use one of them. Never mind. Yeah, got it. I made the quiz. I don't understand.
Okay, cool.
Gotcha.
I'm going to say Cobain because they're like this. Like Kurt Cobain has nothing to do with it. Challenger would be like an example of an engineering mistake. And Fallujah, I don't know. Like it's a current event. I'm not sure.
Gotcha. Well, you're not allowed to use Cobain.
Why?
Because he died in the street, man.
No, he didn't. He died in his apartment after Courtney Love shot him.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
No, Fallujah is what I made up.
Okay. God, that is so bizarre. Did Kurt Cobain, like, criticize? I'm sure he criticized GM because he was a corporate warrior, but... Huh.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
So I'm one and one.
Okay. Number three. Unique eyes.
That's not one word.
Disemboweling. Kevorkian-esque.
Okay, what was the first one? Eunuch eyes? As in like the like
as in to make a eunuch.
That's not a word.
Yes, it is.
Huh.
Yeah, no, I looked every word I used, I looked up.
Okay, cool. Just to make sure.
Yep.
All right. Man, okay. So Kevorkian-esque?
Yes.
I'm going to say eunuch eyes because that doesn't like that's just beyond the pale.
Ah, the ring of truth is true.
The what?
That is fake.
That is okay, cool.
Gotcha.
I mean castrate.
Not on the list. So
two and one.
Right. Two and one, okay. Mm-hmm. Number three. Titanic. 9/11, Hindenburg.
I'm going to say 9/11 because Titanic and Hindenburg were engineering disasters.
Ah, three for one.
Okay.
Mm. Wow, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Number five, rolling sarcophagus.
No, I'm going to call that one right now. Go ahead.
Say bye-bye.
Say bye-bye.
Your toast.
Your toast? Oh, man.
I just rolling sarcophagus just sounds like saying like auto casket. Like I that one's just too much.
You are not allowed to say rolling sarcophagus.
Okay, so like every warning label, you know that it had to come up at least once before they made the rule.
Correct. What you can say is say bye-bye.
You can say
bye-bye.
Okay, cool.
Gotcha. All right. Number six, you're 3 for 2. You could tie yourself. Ready, set, go. Big time. Widowmaker. Child endangerment.
Oh, can you give me the first one again?
Big time.
Big time. Widowmaker.
Widowmaker. Child endangerment.
You know what? I'm going to go with Widowmaker.
No, you are not allowed to say Widowmaker.
Okay, because big time, like I can see them putting like an innocuous one on there.
What you can say is that putting a child into a Chevy Cruze is child endangerment.
Yeah, that, wow, that kind of seems like an obvious one to put in.
Yeah.
Well, I guess anytime you put your kid in a car, it's child endangerment.
Not on the list. I got it. Got him right here. Got that confidential, GM confidential right here.
Danny DeVito narrate that one too?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, cool.
He does not. Huh. Also on the list is powder keg. Hobbling.
Hobbling?
And there's a word on here. Where was it at? Because I don't know what it is. I don't think I've ever seen this word. What's enfeebling?
Oh, to give feebleness to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you may not use always, defect, and never.
Well, how am I supposed to speak in absolutes?
You always never survive from this defect.
As an example, like just like as they're trying to explain this thing, so you know.
Also on the list is hyperbolic.
Like you can say, I don't know. We have plausible deniability. We just make a thing. You can't say rolling sarcophagus.
You can say what job?
Wow.
Yeah. So
I tied.
When I say sorry, America, I say sorry, viewers, for going into that purple hole.
For the purple haze. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's out the gate strong, man.
I put in the work.
Well, I mean, that list almost writes itself.
Well, I'm
impressed. It's great. But just like, what a topic. And that's that speaks directly to me because language is so important. So
I know.
Yeah.
Catacomb.
No,
on the record as pro catacomb.
Yeah, no, that's what they call GM dealerships now, catacombs.
Oh, you want to come in the catacomb?
Yeah.
Funyun and some coffee.
Yeah, give you some free popcorn.
Right.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
Hello.
I don't even know how to follow that up.
Sorry, it was my apology.
No, it's cool. It just seems kind of
people seem to like that.
Kind of making it hard for me to, you know. Really do anything, but I guess I'll just launch into this.
Cool.
Chris, I don't know about you, but I feel that the classiness of Taco Bell is unassailable.
I think of prom, I think of Taco Bell.
Yeah. You know, it's ironic. You know, going to Taco Bell in my duct tape tuxedo.
Right?
Yeah. Well, but you know, there are some people who think that, man, 7 layers on my burrito? What is that, for filthy pores?
I think there should be 2 drive-thrus.
One for regular people, one for a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Royce through. God damn.
Audien up.
Audien up. But yeah, so this is they're responding to those people because Taco Bell is putting out an upscale taco eatery.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like a Mexican car bomb, not a taco. It's them serving a vanilla shake with Guinness, tequila, caramel sauce, and chocolate flakes. Mexican car bomb. You know, the What is it? The Juarez decapitation is a
wow.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, the Juarez decapitation. It is pico de gallo on top of a tortilla chip.
It's like a huge bowl of beans. It's called Call Your Family.
Yeah. Wow. They don't call it powdered sugar. It's La Coca. Yeah, but this is in response to other fast casual Mexican restaurants that are eating their lunches. I wanted
like lime.
Yeah, like lime or my favorite Qdoba or
lime.
Chipotle.
Whatever, you know, that shit place was we ate at the mall that time.
Oh yeah, Corrido, that was awful. Yeah. You know what? I'm not a fan of lime anymore. It's within walking distance of my place, but I'll walk a little bit further to go to Qdoba, specifically because they changed their quesadillas.
Did they ask
you? And they should have consulted me. They used to have this great quesadilla. You get the regular size one because the big one's too big. But it was a bacon and black bean quesadilla. And it was a great value.
These are a few of Cole's favorite things.
A bacon and black bean quesadilla, two of my favorite things. Yeah. So more examples. The Brotherly Love is like a Philly cheese taco. Yeah. Oh. Winner Winner has like crispy chicken and gravy.
It's what everyone wants when they scan their lottery tickets at the gas station.
Jesus.
Winner, winner.
Winner, yay.
That's what the machine says. Have you heard that?
No.
Yeah, like, people scan their lottery tickets at the gas station, and then if they win, it says, winner, winner.
Well, yeah, what it should say is, kill me, take my money.
What was the thing from the redneck taco place?
What?
The last thing you said, the name on the menu.
No, it was like the winner winner.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, I've never. I mean, I've been stuck in line behind somebody.
It was
chicken
gravy and what?
Oh, crispy chicken and gravy. Yeah, so I'm not sure what the name of this place is. This article is just a little bit old.
They've only opened one.
Yeah, it's like test marketing in like Southern California, like in Huntington Beach. Which I don't know. Like I like those like the fast casual Mexican places just because you can watch them make your thing, and all of the ingredients are just food. Like
they're coming out of a cold table or a hot table, and
what's that?
They're coming out of like a cold table or a hot table, like they're self-evident.
Yeah, yeah. Just kind of like, oh, what do you want on this? Well, that's just a bunch of beans. I'll take some beans on that. Like,
yeah.
There's a great deal of honor and transparency, I believe.
I concur.
Even down to like every time somebody tries to like challenge or sue Waffle House for their hygienic practices. Their response, and this is like
every time.
Yeah, it's happened a couple times. There's a lot of great trivia around Waffle House. I think that it rivals Coca-Cola for urban legends. It's company policy at Waffle House, like, that if somebody says like, man, this place seems like filthy, what they say is, well, you can see everything happening because a Waffle House kind of has the open floor plan.
Want you smothered, want you covered, like my Waffle House hash browns.
What?
That's a lyric.
Is that a rap lyric? Is that from a hip-hop song?
No, it's from the people who do... I think it's from the...
The Bloodhound Gang?
You and, yeah, exactly. You and
Why did
baby
I guess that so readily?
Mammals.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So put your hands down my pants and I'll bet you feel nuts. Yes, I'm Siskel. Yes, I'm Ebert. And I'm getting two thumbs up.
I've been to a Waffle House like shockingly recently.
You used to go to a Waffle House all the time.
You did?
Used to could, yep.
Like when you were like where at?
In Pensacola, Florida.
Okay. Yeah, that seemed like a Waffle House kind of town.
It was right outside base, so we would, you know.
Yeah, you
do
would
whatever we were doing.
Yeah. No. Then, to a certain degree, like that simplicity. You go there and you say, "I would like some toast, some eggs, and some coffee. Thank you." And
that would go great with my cough syrup.
Yeah, no, I went to we have a thing at work called Bad Decision Thursday where we all do little carpools and go to places. And usually it's a place where I have to hold the menu with a napkin.
So. Oh, God.
What?
You should start bringing gloves.
Have you ever held a... I mean, you've, obviously, you've held a Waffle House...
Like
menu?
Some calfskin,
like a Waffle House menu might as well be flypaper. Like it's always
I
so sticky
that.
And gross.
It was kind of like it's like it's something it wasn't glued to the table. I could lift it.
Yeah, yeah. Just like they hand you it's laminated, so you think that they would be able to run it through the dishwasher, but they
never
don't.
Pried it off the table.
Just stuck there with chewing gum. Good
right?
God. Yeah.
Chewing gum and ejaculate.
Jesus.
Right on the table.
Yeah. Well, I one night in college, it was like a weekend night. My roommate came in and like, man, I'm like bored. I really want to be here. Why don't we like drive to Louisville?
All right.
It's like,
that's only 2 hours away.
Yeah. So it was like 11 p.m. Like, why would we just hop in a car, drive to Louisville? So we drove to Louisville. Like, why the hell are we here? Like, just, there's like nothing happening. So we stopped at a Waffle House on the way back. And then we stopped at a gas station. We were amazed that they still sold Lucky Strikes. So we bought some Lucky Strikes and then drove back to Cincinnati. And that is a boring story. I don't know.
I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, but like Taco Bell, like don't class it up, Taco Bell. Like don't do that. Just embrace that you're shitty shit. Like, honest man.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that everybody, I think that there are restaurants that are not chains that have like come up, like the Heart Attack Grill,
yeah,
and places that revel in, you know, Bad Decision Thursday or whatever it is that, mm-hmm, that you said, like it's just some place you go,
yeah, like you know what's happening.
Like Denny's, like people don't go to Denny's for a salad,
yeah,
you know,
like I don't even know about that, because like I would consider, ah, man, the quality of the food insofar as like, is this good or bad for your body is separate from like the just quality of the food and the experience. Like the actual just like, oh, this is just trashy garbage. Yeah, like you can have tasty, trashy garbage. Like most nice restaurants you go to will sell you a frou-frou burger, you know? Like you can get a burger anywhere, but like going into like a White Castle, like that, I've never eaten at a White Castle, but like people who go there know what it is. Like if White Castle is like, here's our gourmet onion crystal, you know, like it's instead of a chicken ring, it's a chicken dime. You'd be like, don't put on airs. Like that's what it comes down to. Don't put on airs.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I'm going to bring up another fast food topic because it just runs right into what you've mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And what Burger King says is a move to be connected to pop culture. The chain is ditching its 40-year-old have it your way slogan in favor of be your way, Danny.
YOLO.
Be your way.
Be your way?
Yeah. It's a dance between Ebonics and, yeah, be your way. Instead of have it your way, it's going to be your way. And not it's going to be. The slogan is, quote, open quote, be your way, close quote.
So, all right.
It's going to be rolled out across the United States in the coming weeks. The Burger King spokesperson says, we want to be an iconic brand way beyond quick service restaurants.
Okay, when they say iconic, are they trying to be an identity-driven brand?
Yeah,
because that's what it sounds like they're trying to be, like just identify with this. We're like, you like Burger King says it's okay to be what you are. Straight, gay, black, white, just be you.
As long as it's flame broiled.
Yeah. You all flame broiled the same.
There's only that one limitation. This continues to read, the switch to the grammatically questionable slogan comes amid other odd fast food marketing moves, including in something I do not know about and have not looked at, including Happy. It's a capital H Happy. The anthropomorphic living nightmare that is McDonald's new Happy Meal character.
It's like the terrible CGI that he has, like the gaping maw with the realistic human teeth.
So how bad is this?
It's super bad.
Because, well, but Happy.
Just look it up. It like just this will give you nightmares.
Well, I didn't look it up on purpose because I.
You want to get the no? Do it. I'll let you
Holy
go.
Holy shit!
I know, right?
Oh my god!
No, Happy is very happy to see you.
Happy is playing his cousin like an accordion while his cousin uses maracas.
Yep.
Here's Happy wearing a crown. He's wearing a cowboy hat and dual holsters, a sheriff's badge, and in the holsters are bananas.
Mm-hmm. Because he's part of rolling out the newer, healthier, happier Happy Meal.
Happy.
Be happy. Wow. Yeah, he's got kind of that, the lower eyelids raised to indicate, like, I'm a wacky guy, but what it does is make him look like Buffalo Bill.
Well, he's bug-eyed.
Yeah.
He's got top and bottom eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a mess.
He's got top and bottom eyelids, like the Mickey D's, the arches are his eyebrows.
He's playing his tongue like a violin.
Ugh.
Oh my good lord!
Yeah, and he's been the mascot for McDonald's in France since like 2009.
Well,
he came to like Latin America like a little bit after that, and so they're just rolling him out here, and it's scary. But here's my biggest issue with it, for character design aside.
No, here's the issue. The problem is that people don't see themselves living the Burger King lifestyle.
What's the Burger King lifestyle? Oh, there's a Burger King over there and I'm in a hurry. Let me get some French toast sticks.
Yeah. They came out with a lot of new breakfast stuff.
I guess.
Giving burgers at breakfast.
Okay. So I've got two problems. Can I enumerate those? Like, you can't stop me. Like, you'll do is get in my way and piss me off.
Give numbers.
Okay. So number A, closing out the Happy thing. When was the last time they actually sold a Happy Meal in a box? You have a you have a small child who will get a Happy Meal from like on occasion, right? Like every Happy Meal I've seen comes in a bag.
No, I mean I have a child, but not this weekend.
Okay. I mean, but when you have the child, when
daddy's on sabbatical.
Yeah, daddy's on podcast sabbatical. But no, just like when you have the child, like. In your research, because this is just secondhand research,
they just kind of throw it in a bag.
They just got to throw it in a bag. Like, they don't even care. Like
now,
in her
lifetime, she's eight. She has gotten one in a box,
but it seems like irregular. They used to put so much effort into it. Like when you and I were kids, there would be like the Super Mario 3 like activity fun box that would like give you grease soaked mazes to like run through with your little jumping Goomba.
Right.
You know, like shit was better when we were young. I don't know. So it kind of seems anachronistic for McDonald's to come out and say, hey, here's a Happy Meal box, when they don't even do that shit anymore.
Used to make that box into a house where my skinny self lived. All my dreams lived in there.
Secondly, okay, so point number two.
Yep.
Like, have it your way is a really good slogan. Because if you think about, like, the environment that it came up in, you know, it's like, oh, custom orders... You know, they would upset us, but then Burger King came along, and all of a sudden, custom orders don't upset us. Okay? Right? It's already a message of empowerment. Just stick with it. Like, make it historical. Don't try and go after the YOLO, go-go 90s millennials with this shit, with their social justice warrior, you know, like, self-ascribed Tumblr labels. Like, be your way. No, fuck you. That's acceptance. It should be empowerment. Empower it. Have it your way. Do it. Whatever. It's cool. Am I wrong, dude?
I think so. I think that neither one of them are great when it comes to what's going on today.
What do you mean?
I mean, are you really are you attacking that person that is empowered?
I mean, a little bit. Like, okay, I'm attacking.
Isn't that person looking for a break?
Well,
from pretending about who they are, putting on airs at work, at home, with family, and everything. Can't they just be themselves? Can't they just be their way?
Oh, so like if what they're saying is that Burger King is admitting defeat.
No, Burger King is not admitting their defeat. They're saying, be your way. Come here, relax, pop a squat. eat a double bacon cheeseburger and chill out with some saddest fries.
Saddest fries.
Are you going to have an angry Whopper?
No, I'm going to have a chill Whopper. It's got ranch on it. Ugh. No. Okay, so I'm not attacking the person who just wants to be their way. However, I take severe umbrage.
The problem happened when all the limbs of the BK kids got hacked off from diabetes.
I take umbrage at the anybody, the implication that anybody would assign their identity around which fast food place they go to. I know that there are there was that guy in the Super Size Me documentary who eats a Big Mac every day. Like, people take it to a crazy degree. However, the assertion that we're the identity brand. This is identity fast food.
Well, I think that Chipotle's done that pretty well.
I mean, they've assigned like an environmental message to it. Like,
I don't think so. I think that the people that go there think that the company's environmental message has less to do with the operation of the company and more to do with the ambition of the customer.
Yeah. Well, this just gets down to how bullshit branding is.
But what I'm saying, what I'm going to say, and what my point is that the typical burger and fry joint, no one's been able to successfully do that to give the illusion of bettering something through purchasing something and making you believe you're bettering yourself.
I would even say Five Guys does that. Five Guys, they've got all the sources for their food up on the wall.
I don't think so, though.
No?
I really don't. No, because I don't think that they think that anybody that goes in there thinks that they're bettering themselves in any way.
Yeah.
By grabbing, everything's on wax paper and it's soaked in grease. And mm-hmm. I don't think anybody that goes in there thinks that they're making any sort of a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with some of these other places, people do believe that they are making a good decision for themselves.
Okay, I mean,
I'm going to make a good decision. I'm not going to get this in a burrito. I'm going to get this in a bowl.
Yeah.
Because, I'm going to drop those extra 400 calories that are in that tortilla.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you're also eating a bowl that's, 1,000 calories.
Yeah.
But you think, and I do, we order this at work quite frequently, and I mm-hmm. think, no, I'm not going to get a burrito, I'm going to get a bowl, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I say, no, I want, because we do the facts in order, and I'm like, yes, I want cheese, yes, I want, sour cream, and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. And but somehow, I still get done with that, and I
feel like you're going to die.
Whether in reality or not, I feel a lot better after eating that than I do, a greasy pizza.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's psychosomatic.
Well, I mean, there's degrees of stuff.
But you can't do that. My point is, there's nobody that has successfully done that with burgers and fries.
I think, okay, so, I mean, not to sound like a fucking fast food historian, which is apparently what I'm turning into. I don't know. But think about, Wendy's back in the 90s after Dave Thomas's, fourth quadruple bypass. After they started doing the pita and shit. I think that Wendy's has had this stealth reputation as the healthier option because of salads and chili.
Baked tater.
Yeah, the baked potato. It's a fast food restaurant that sells a fucking baked potato. What's the deal with that?
What's the deal with baked potatoes?
I'm not Mitch Hedberg here, but they've done that forever. And sure. Is it just that it never took and then they fuck it, Baconator, let's just join the rest of the herd?
I don't think that anybody's done it. I really don't. I don't know if you can.
I don't know if you're ever going to make a burger feel good for somebody. You put kale on it or some shit, but at the end of the day, it's still a burger.
You know what? Maybe it comes down to flavors. Maybe tomatoes and limes and cilantro. Maybe the only way you're going to do it is to put a burger inside a quesadilla.
like a cheeseburger quesadilla?
Yeah. Maybe that's the only way you're going to do it, is the flavors associated with uplifting, beach, yeah. Light and everything like that. I don't know.
Well, another thought that occurs to me is there are plenty of places that are gourmet burger places that are you're going to come here. In terms of a chain, I don't know. But when you came out and visited me in Brooklyn, how many gourmet burger places did we go to?
Yeah, but gourmet doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well, I know it doesn't, but they pretended to be, and that was what they pinned their entire the entire identity of their joint on.
Yeah, how much shit they can stack on a burger and name it.
Yeah, this has avocado on it. It's the guacaburger.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fine. Like, put some avocado on a burger. It's pretty good.
Sure, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. This isn't funny.
I feel like it's interesting. So, but yeah, okay, my biggest beef with this beef just comes down to branding. Like, is everybody just fucking cool with the branding? You're selling burgers.
Like, where to go? Right in the meat grinder, Danny.
But it's like, you know, if I'm driving down a Miracle Mile, and there's a McDonald's on the left and there's a Burger King on the right, I'm probably going to go into the Burger King because turning right is easier.
I.
Like, honestly, that's about as complex as a bunch of these decisions are.
Speaking from someone who had a double cheeseburger, a single double cheeseburger with nothing else, mm-hmm. no fries or anything, yesterday mm-hmm. from Burger King, and someone who had a double cheeseburger from Burger King and nothing else today, I would agree.
Jesus Christ.
It was on the right.
Yeah, it was on the right. Last time I drove up, I stopped at Burger King, and I got one of their double cheeseburgers. I got so sick off of that. Like, it was just, I don't know if it was too much or what, but it was just like I felt like death. Oh, well. But, yeah, so that was the fast food half hour. So, sometimes we talk about things from overseas.
Sometimes,
you know, like it is, you know, like fast food is not uniquely American, but you know, let's segue into something else. Chris, I want to ask you, how offensive would you find this poster? Okay, it's on like a hair cuttery, you know, like a hairstylist salon me kind of place. It is a photograph of Kim Jong-un, our fearless leader, with the text "Bad Hair Day." 15% off all gent cuts through the month of April. This story is a little bit old. I'm sorry. So, using a world leader, quote unquote, with a notoriously bad haircut to advertise a sale on haircuts at a hair cutlery.
It would be less funny. No. Nay, it would be more funny if North Korea wasn't making all males get the haircut of the great leader.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, North Korea is making every male of age get a haircut like the great leader.
Is there a source for that? I believe you because it's the kind of thing. But I remember.
No, I read it. And it was a story a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's real.
Yeah,
as real as anything can be that comes from there.
Yeah, like because I remember a couple months ago when we put forward a story that said that Kim Jong-il killed a unicorn with his bare hands. And right. It turned out to be from The Onion. I just want to make sure. Good God. Like you couldn't ask for, like, despots are crazy. Like you remember the guy like he like ran like Turkmenistan or something like that, who changed the name of every day in the week to like his name, like some variation of like him or his family name.
Wouldn't you? I mean, really?
What?
Wouldn't you?
I mean,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, but that's why I'm not a leader, because I'm a psychopath.
Well,
I mean, I mean, or why I would be a good leader, but I don't have the ambition.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a different story. That's
a different podcast. But,
yeah.
Yeah, 15% off.
Really, really boring one. No, I don't think that's a problem. No, not at all.
Well, apparently North Korea does, because they threaten to pull all their embassies out of the UK because of this.
See ya.
Because of this one.
Bye.
Cool. Like, we could totally, like, put one of those upscale Taco Bells in there.
I'm quite sure no one's seeking asylum in any of them.
Yeah, because, like, you don't let any of your fucking people out of the country. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that that's okay.
Pretty sure it's fine. Let it happen.
But I'm a psychopath.
So. Every single dude. That haircut.
Yeah.
Man, people call Obama a dictator. man.
Oh, well.
We could have it so much better.
Hey, I'm going to take us out on this one.
Okay.
It might seem that if you were hauling around, say, 20 million or so passengers, you might proceed with an abundance of caution.
I mean, might.
But a Florida to Maine driver this week failed to negotiate an on-ramp in Delaware. Hey, I'm in Delaware. Overturned his rig and unleashed 460 crates containing 20 million not too happy honeybees.
Oh, man. On top of a not too happy town.
Troopers said an hour after the crash, quote, "We can't even get close to the truck right now."
Well, they're because allergic to bees.
Because of transient bee swarms in the area. As opposed to bee swarms. These damn bum bees.
Yeah. Like Rambo at the beginning of First Blood?
Yeah.
Where's my parade?
Sewing up their stingers.
It loses one of its legs and it like cauterizes it with a tiny little match. Like... Bzz, I killed for my country. Bzz. They turn me into a monster. Bzz. Then they hunt me like a monster. Bzz.
A local highway and municipal police ran out of ammunition after 12 hours when they called in.
Okay, we're going to need 20 million bullets and a bunch of really good shots.
That's not how the article reads, but okay. When they called in the big guns were beekeepers.
Apiarist?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're using the proper nomenclature.
Yeah.
Really? They called in the beekeepers?
Yep. The beekeepers used water to calm and disperse the bees' activities.
I figured they would come in there with like some jars with some sticks inside. Like, ooh, free bees.
State police were able to reach back into the archives and dust off an old crisis manual with entitled Bee Swarm Removal Procedure.
Oh, gosh, the government thinks of everything.
Drawn up 14 years earlier, but never used.
Oh, yeah, back during the killer bee epidemic of 2000.
The driver escaped with a citation for an unsafe load, along with 50 to 100 bee stings.
Hmm. Wait, on one person?
Them 12 hours to run out of ammo.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yep, funny is what I do. What can the listeners do, Cole?
Okay. I'll find a good breakpoint there. Don't worry. Well, the listeners, they can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Check out old episodes of our show. They're pretty good. We have a Facebook group where people can suggest stories. We have one didn't get in this week. We'll see if it gets in next week. Who knows? But that is a place where we can continue that conversation. Leave us a rating or review on iTunes. And if you like this whole little podcast thing that we're doing, there's the Patreon, which is like an ongoing Kickstarter campaign. You can get these episodes a day early. So if you're thinking on Monday, man, I could really use some Chris and Cole. It's just $3 a month and we can make that happen. So did I miss anything, Chris?
You got it.
Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry.